Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest, Marco Doana. He is the CEO of Siam out of Italy. How are you?
Hi, Rhea. Thank you for having me. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Well, it's just such a pleasure to have you. I wanted to bring you on to talk to you about the current geopolitical situation that is happening in the world and how it is affecting yachting. First, let's introduce the audience to your company, because a lot of people, there may be some people out there that aren't in the shipbuilding business or boat building business that know who you are because they only deal with the finished product. Sure. Your company was founded in 1951 by your grandfather, correct?
Yeah, correct. It was founded in 1951, right after the Second World War, and with the distribution of industrial engines, General Motor engines, and transmission made in Germany by ZF. So my grandfather was the first ZF agent in Italy. So that's how it all started. And very soon, we also started to sell in the marine market, which was very small at that time. But in the 90s, it became bigger and bigger. And so we decided to invest more in the marine market, adding more brands. And so becoming a structured supplier and partner of the Italian leisure market industry, which was really growing at that time. Right. So we decided to become a valued partner for the technical components of motor yachts. So we became Kohler distributors for Italy. And since Italy became the leader in yachts and mega yachts manufacturing in Europe, we soon became the most important distributor in for Kohler in Europe. But then we also had some other components, very important ones like thrusters, stabilizers, and water makers, and the water lights, winches, Maxwell winches. So we didn't want to be a catalog company. We really cared about let's say, be partner of the boat builder for the development of a new project and suggesting the best solution for that application. That's our concept, let's say. And nowadays, I think it was the right choice, because if you want to sell a shelf, a product out of a shelf, you just, go on the internet. So the fact that we have a dedicated team of engineers here with us, it's our added value to the product.
And do you have other dealers that work for you that come and train with you there?
Oh, yes. We do have, let's say 20 top dealers and 60 or 70 more service dealers working for us on the territory. And this is also another very important part of our business, taking care of the boat after it has been delivered to the owner, so he the boat builder knows that he can rely on us also after the sale, and the dealers are trained by us and certified by us every year. Otherwise, if they don't come to us to do their updated training session, they won't get their name badge and they won't be considered as a reliable partner.
Right.
Okay.
And your main business is Europe, correct? All of Europe.
We are, for some of our brands, we are distributors just for Italy, and for some others for Europe or also the Emirates, or let's say the countries of the GCC, so the Arab Gulf. And we also have some direct dealerships in Hong Kong and Singapore. So we, and with some other products, we are developing worldwide, actually. So we have our own brand of bow thrusters, which is QSC Master, and it's our product. So we sell it everywhere in the world.
Nice. So you started in Italy, you took over Europe, and now it's worldwide.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, I wanted to ask you about how the marine industry was and how sales were, and sort of your overview of what was happening prior to COVID. Were sales rising? Were you seeing boats being built at an astronomical level, or had it leveled out? What was the sort of business aspect of it at that time pre-COVID?
You know, and after the 5-year crisis caused by Lehman Brothers in 2007-8, and 2007 has been the best year ever for the marine leisure market in Italy, at least, with very astronomical numbers, then the market collapsed very quickly. And so in 2014-15, we were really enjoying picking up again. Right. And seeing then, and we have seen that this growth was more solid than in the year 2000, and you know, in that decade, because the lease contracts were not as many as they used to be before. So it was real money, it was real customers, and the way of enjoying the boat was quite changing a lot in those years. So it was really a very nice moment, 2019 has been quite a good year for everybody. And then the pandemic. Actually, what has happened during the pandemic has surprised everybody in this industry, because we thought it was going to be another collapse. And the other way around, it picked up a little bit more, especially in the small range of boats, so like 30, 40 footers, and in the yachting industry. Because people realized that having a boat was the safest place in the world where you could enjoy your leisure time in a pandemic. And it was great. It was great, but then other issues arrived, because big industries like engine manufacturers and also components manufacturers had to stop for the lockdowns in their countries.
Yeah.
Probably didn't put the orders because they thought it would have been, you know, a slowdown in business. And so the supply chain issues arrived. And this is something everybody's talking about nowadays.
Yeah.
And the big this year could have been the best year ever for everybody in this industry. And actually, it will be a very good year, but could have been much better.
So well, at the end of, like, coming to December 2021, and we were sort of looking towards the Mediterranean season, which is more relevant to Europe, of course, and to your business. But the end of December 2021, were you looking to see that increase carry through? Were you gearing up for a stellar year? Were you gearing up all of your dealers to be prepared?
Yeah. Actually, I've just given you a figure from the Italian Association of Boat Builders, Confindustria Nautica. So the numbers, the GDP of the marine industry in Italy should be around 6 billion euro,
okay,
which is exactly the figure we had in 2007.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is very good if we consider what we have been passing through, you know, the pandemic.
Yeah.
So regardless of all the issues we are suffering from, we are going to make it. But then we have something more to face now, right, Hiria?
Well, excuse me, and that was my next question, actually. When all of a sudden, at the end of February, we had news that Russia had indeed invaded Ukraine. Now, we see reports around the world that only 2% of the Cypriot marketplace is Russian owned. And the number goes up when you're talking about the super yachts, the biggest ships out there that are privately owned. The number does go up because the Russians tend to like them very big. How did that affect the industry the minute that happened? Was there a feel across the industry that this is going to impact us hard, or was there a thought that we can actually ride this through?
I believe that there is a fear, of course, we cannot deny it. Even though all of our customers, the Italian boat builders, have been issuing press releases saying that they will not be impacted. I mean, they are not impacted by this war, because actually, as you said, just the 2% of their budget is currently with Russian customers. We don't know. I mean, we have to rely on this public information. I personally believe that this situation will impact on the construction of the yachts,
right?
Firstly, because Ukraine and Russia, were suppliers of raw materials, semiconductors, and many, many, many other stuff. Think about cables, electrical cables. We were buying them from Ukraine a lot.
Yeah.
And stainless steel, any kind of raw materials. So it will impact. Now everybody's talking about the reshoring. So bringing back production and raw materials and other stuff in Europe, but it will take time. Yeah. So we have to face a tough situation now and try to get these components from other sources, raw materials from other sources. So we won't get bored, that's for sure.
Well, and I mean, I think that's one of the things. Most of the yachting industry and the marine industry as a whole, because you don't just serve the yachting industry, you serve the marine industry. But we're focusing on the super yacht sector, and we focus on the massive yachts because, of course, straight across mainstream media, that's what everyone is seeing, is massive yacht after massive yacht being detained or seized or, you know, raided or whatever, whatever word whichever country uses for making sure that boat doesn't leave. But none of us really realize that to make that yacht, you need, as you said, the raw materials, you need all the little bits and pieces that come from all over the world. And some of those pieces come from Russia. Some of those pieces come from the Ukraine. Now, because you are no longer allowed to do business in any way whatsoever with Russia, that stops everything until you can find another source for that raw material. Now, that will also boost up costs, correct?
Correct. That's correct. So we probably have to deal with this issue very, very soon, unless anything happens, which we are not allowed to know at the moment. There are things bigger than us, of course. Anyway, I really hope, actually, but maybe, I don't know, Ria, maybe it was time for us to think about this reshoring for America, for Europe. You know, we have been looking for cheap solutions. And maybe, especially in the yachting business, we need to take care about quality. You know, this is actually something that is in our vision. I mean, taking care of the quality of the components we sell. I always make fun of ourselves saying that in the range of products we sell in Italy, All of them, I mean, are the most expensive in their range. So we always take the most difficult task, but it's, I mean, it's something that we believe in. We need to sell quality because this is actually, we are talking about components that will be equipping a mega yacht.
Well, when we're talking those types of billions of dollars or euros, as it were, you do want quality. You know, when an owner gets on his yacht, he doesn't want things to be breaking down after he's just paid, you know, half a billion euros for this super yacht, and something breaks down because the components that have made whatever it is are subpar. So it only makes sense to get the best quality.
Exactly. And we know about quality. We in Europe, in America, for sure, we know about quality. I'm not going to say that we don't find the same quality in Russia or in Ukraine, not at all. I mean, we've been working with them for years and years, so probably not. But at least we know that we know how to do things, okay? We have certifications, we have processes, we know a lot about quality. Oh my God, we know a lot about that.
So what is your sort of forecast, I guess, for the future, this coming year? You know, let's say the war does continue to go on. What do you see happening with the audience?
I can tell you the only problem is we have now is the supply chain. We don't have any issue concerning orders.
Right.
We have our boat builders here in Europe that have their order book fully booked for the next 2 years.
Okay.
And we didn't receive any cancellation in the last 60 days of war.
Right.
This is something real. So unless they are all crazy, but I don't think so.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that I take a look at. I do a lot of research and you know, the amount of millionaires and billionaires in the US actually outdoes anywhere in Europe combined with Asia, I think was the last sort of stats that I looked at. So, you know, there's not for lack of money. If you're not dealing with Russians, there's still a lot of money out there, and there's a lot of people that are still wanting to buy their yachts.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, our customers used to tell us in the last 2-3 years that the typical customer has changed a lot. So they have moved from the Russian area. By Russia, I mean all the former countries belonging to USSR.
USSR, yeah.
Yeah. So from there to Europe and to Americas. So talking about US, Canada, and Mexico, etc. So it's more reliable as a market, okay? And also the use of the yacht has changed. We just take a look at the yacht exhibited in the last Palm Beach Boat Show, for instance. Many of them were kind of explorer yachts, you know, where you can enjoy your everyday life. You can live on a explorer yacht because it's meant to be like a living space with huge windows and huge spaces, living spaces. And they don't move too fast. They don't go too fast. They are very, you can really relax also while underway, I mean. And I can see families living on them, on these kind of yachts, which are meant to have a very relaxing experience. So this is very important and has to be considered.
Well, and that's one of the things that I've noticed, that it's, you know, we, for the longest time there, it was who could have the bigger, the better, the taller, you know, it was almost a race to have a ferry as your super yacht almost, you know, yeah. That was sort of the gigantuan sizes that we were looking at. But now I'm noticing that there is a trend to going a little bit smaller, but as you said, more towards the expedition yachts, explorer yachts, more to the ones that can go into the Arctic. And most of them have school rooms on board or scientific, you know, capabilities. It's a different marketplace. It's changed a lot.
It changed a lot. I think it's a very positive thing.
Yes.
Either it is a diversification or just, you know, shifting from the very fast planning mega yachts to this more enjoyable kind of yachts. So either way, it's good. We still have a lot of very fast planning yachts like Mangusta or, you know, many of them. But we also all of, even those boat builders who used to be considered the icon of fast boats have changed their range, introducing also low speed boats and more with more living spaces.
Okay. So maybe that's a sign for the world. We all need to stop, take a breath, and slow down a little bit.
Yes, sustainability and, you know,
enjoy the environment around us.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Marco, I have to say thank you ever so much for your time. I know you are a very busy man, and I do appreciate your insight.
It was a pleasure talking with you, Ria, and I hope to meet you in person.
Yes, one day for sure. I'll make my way over to Italy and you'll have to show me your facilities.
All right.
I'll get stuck in working.
Okay.
I want to say thank you so much to our audience for joining us. And if you want any information whatsoever on Siam Group and all that they have to offer out of Italy, we'll include those links down below here. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. And my name is Ria. I've been your host, and we'll see you again the next time.